Hey, greetings everyone. It's Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you can hear me. I'm outside today taking a walk. Want to do a teaching. Today's title, God Hates False Balances. God Hates False Balances. So I want to say greetings to brothers and sisters and any seekers that may be listening. I got an email not too long ago, and the question was about this verse. And it asked in the email what this verse means. Now, when you read this verse, we're going to get to it from Proverbs. It made me seem like a smaller matter, ideas of fairness. But when you start to dissect this as an Acts 17 Berean, you see the depths of it. And that's pretty awesome about God's Word. As you take it apart, you see the depths. Let's read this verse and discuss it. Actually, three verses. Proverbs 11, 1 through 3. A false balance is an abomination unto the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Wow, it says a lot there. We're going to go into it. We're going to take this apart. This other verse from Proverbs backs it up. Proverbs 20, verse 23. Divers weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. So when we're talking about false balances, we're going to look at some biblical history, and we're going to look at the Hebrew words, and we're going to unpack the meaning, give us some depth, and then take it across into, like always, the gospel and our faith life. Now, in the biblical times, unlike today when we have food packaged and all the weights and everything are put on them, they didn't have that back then. What they did was they'd go to marketplaces and they had scales. And right in the marketplace, you would agree to a price for a pound of wheat. You'd buy the pound of wheat, they'd measure it up on a scale, and the sale was done. This was a process by which it assured fairness. Kind of like when you go to Walmart or a food store and you lay some apples in a scale, 3 pounds of apples, you buy it at $2 a pound or whatever. Same thing. So when we look at these words, always look at root words in Hebrew and Greek to help understand the meaning. When we look at the word balance in Proverbs 11, we know what it's talking about. The word is mozein, and it means a scale. Everybody knows what a scale is, right? You weigh your car, people weigh themselves, you weigh other things when you buy it. Maybe a load of gravel here on the homestead, I bought gravel, they weigh it. You buy it by the pound or the ton. Have you ever seen these old scales? It's a scale that you use to certify weight, and it's like a teeter-totter. On one side, you put a one-pound weight. On the other side, you put a pound of sugar, a pound of wheat, a pound of whatever. And when the scale balances perfectly, then you know you have a fair purchase amount at the set price. That's the process that God's talking about here, and God shows us, even in this process, that He desires fairness, justice, balance, just scales in all things. And this concept, just like everything else about our Creator God, goes to many, many depths. We're going to talk about that. So to give some examples, have you ever heard the story of how crooked men will put their thumb on the scale, right? And they weigh the scale down, so then they get to give you less product for more money. Yeah, that's what God's talking about here. Being just, being honest, He hates dishonesty, right? How about this? A common one you'll all understand. Used car salesmen, they seem to get a really bad reputation. They lie about vehicles and the condition of the vehicle. They get a really bad reputation. That's a very imbalanced scale. They're preying on people's lack of knowledge of cars. They're hiding problems, transmissions, engines, whatever. God frowns on this. God calls it an abomination to Him. That word in Hebrew, teyabah, it means wicked and disgusting to God. That's serious. Wicked and disgusting to God. So if you cheat somebody, that's wicked and disgusting abomination before God. So this tells us how serious this issue is to a holy, holy, holy God. And so it should be serious to us, His claiming born-again, blood-bought people, redeemed by the efforts and perfect work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Justice, truth, and honesty are the foundation and the characteristics and nature of our God. This should be the foundation, characteristics, and this should be what we strive to have in our new nature via His Spirit. It really helps to understand and think about God's character to grasp this. He's holy, righteous, perfect, just, fair, grace, mercy, jealousy, love, envy, jealousy, not envy so much, and wrath. He's jealous for His people, and He has wrath along with His mercy, as Paul talks about in Romans 11. The goodness and severity of God must be considered, and there are no lies in Him. We'll get to that, a scripture verse on that, in a little bit. He's all about the truth. This is why He said many, many things in the scriptures, and He always lived them out perfectly. He said He would forgive Israel when she would forsake her sin and repent. He did that. But He also said, don't touch my ark. And when human hands of the priest Uzzah tried to steady a falling ark, God destroyed him with His power. God keeps His word. He's just and He's true. He's a God of justice, His word and His way and righteousness. We have to remember that. Grace does not go around the truth, the righteousness, and the holiness of God. Churchianity has that all wrong. Do not be deceived by that. If you sin, you die. That's what the Bible says. Unless you have a covering via His covenant that covers you before Him, like what Jesus did for us, and if we're safe in Him. This is a very important concept people have wrong. They think because of Jesus, everyone's covered, or people that just believe are covered. No, you must be in the Savior, abiding in His word with fruit that you're His. I've got lots of articles of that on the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. So this is an important Old Testament archetype. Truth and justice is echoed all over, and it moves forward even into the new covenant. So all through the Old Testament, God talks about fair weights, fair scales, fair measure. Don't cheat poor people. Make sure you're honest. In the new covenant, Jesus tells us He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And He said we must worship God in spirit and in truth. My ministry is built on John 4:24. Dishonesty is not truth, is it? Unjust scales are not truth, is it? A used car salesman lying about a car is not the truth. He has not Christ. A businessman lying about selling something and cheating and shorting people, he's not walking in Christ, is he? No, he's not. This is why I hammer on truth. This is why I constantly expose all the false gospels, false denominations, pagan holidays rooted in them, like Easter, Good Friday, Christmas, whatever. They're all lies, full of lies, based on lies, and this is what's an abomination unto God. Psalm 119:104 says, I hate every false way. If we are born of God's Spirit, we take on the character of Him via His Spirit and His Word and His Son. We also will hate all false ways. If you don't hate false ways and you don't act to expose them in loving ways to others to warn them, you don't love the truth, you're not holding to it, that's not the fruit you're abiding in Christ at all. You see this balanced scale here? If we know something about a product and we don't tell people and it harms them, we've withheld the truth. We're responsible in a court of law. You sell a car and the brakes are bad and you don't warn somebody, you're responsible. We're going to talk about what you're responsible for with the truth in just a little bit. Think about that. So I often tell people, every single topic we talk about can go right back to the gospel. Never get far from it. Faith in Christ's finished work, His shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. Repentance, coming out of the world and churchianity and your flesh, turning from it. Being born again by the Spirit of God. And the fruit is holiness and obedience, doing away with unjust ways, unrighteous ways, sinful, unbiblical ways, and enduring in holiness till the end. That's the gospel, and that is God's just perfect scale. Think about it. Man fell into sin, and rather than just destroy him on the spot, God promised early in Genesis that He was going to send a Messiah to live and die to make the scales of justice perfect. Man could not do that on his own. I can't do it. You can't do it. We ruined our perfect righteousness. God sends His Son to fulfill it all for us. Justice was served at the cross. He died in our place, so that we can find redemption through faith and repentance. What a glorious thing. A perfect, just scale via the gospel. How glorious our Creator God is. How merciful, how long-suffering and loving. But don't forget the wrath and justice as well. Now, if we read further in Proverbs 11, it says this, and it kind of shines more light. Verse 4 through verse 8. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The gospel, right there, right? Christ's righteousness and us living righteous as fruit were of him, delivers you from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. You live honest, it's going to direct your path. You live crooked, it's probably going to send you to jail, death, and ultimately damnation and wrath. Right? But the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. You reap what you sow, right? Verse 6, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but the transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Remember that word naughtiness. We'll get back to it. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Wow, there's a lot there. Built on truth and righteousness and balanced scales, not on sin and wickedness, corruption and death. Justice and righteousness leads to life. Wickedness, sin, imbalanced scales lead to death. Let's go back to that word naughtiness. Hava. Hava. It means perverse and wicked. Do you ever notice the culture? Oh, my little child's been naughty. They make it way watered down. That word, it means perverse and wicked. You do not want to be naughty before a holy God. So let's talk about righteousness for a minute. So we're called to do it and to be it in Christ. What is righteousness? I always teach people, it's pretty simple. It's what is right before God, righteousness. To be like God in our spirit, our nature, how he's given us a new heart, a new mind, walking in the word, and to live in all of our ways in a fair and balanced scale, right? Business life, personal life, faith life, relationships, everything. Live by a balanced scale. Telling the truth. Being honest, right? Now here's the point I'm going to offer up to you where I said I was going to get back to this point about not telling somebody about bad brakes on a car. If you know the truth of the gospel and you don't live it so people can see your light, and then you know it and you don't warn family, friends, loved one, co-workers around you when the time is right, that if they don't walk in faith and obedience to the gospel in Christ, they're going to be judged and they're going to perish. I have a question for you. Is there any difference between not telling someone injustice and righteousness, the truth of God and the wrath that's coming to warn them and all the glorious goodness that Christ has done, versus selling them a car with bad brakes and they drive off a cliff? One is physical destruction. The other one is eternal destruction. Which one has a greater consequence? We have a responsibility to walk in fairness, balanced scales. You wanted the gospel to be told to you, right? So that you could save your soul by believing the gospel and Christ could redeem you? Well, you must want that for neighbors if you love them. Think about that. Very, very important. It's no different than if we pass off some dangerous equipment and don't tell people that they must be on the narrow road through the gospel or suffer God's wrath. It's just to tell people the truth in both cases, no matter the outcome. They may hate you, they may love you, they may fire you, they may beat you up. But righteousness will deliver you. Christ's and then you living righteous. In the end will deliver you. Oh, it might cost you a lot right now. I know that. It's cost me almost my entire life that I used to know. Not almost. It did cost my entire life. Career, family, friends, reputation. And I'd do it again, and I'd do it quicker than I ever did it before because of what Christ has done for me. Now, if we go back to the Old Testament, it warns us about the watchman. You've all read about this. That God will require of him if he doesn't warn people, right? But his hands are clean if he sends the signal and people don't listen and they're destroyed. This is the same thing I'm talking about. Justice, fairness, balanced scales. You heard the gospel. You were able to come to faith. You want other people to hear it. If you want a balanced scale for you, you better balance the scale for them and tell them the truth. First live it, then be that light and shine upon it. So the gospel, we always focus on that. gives us the perfect righteousness we need to gain the standing with God. We don't have perfect righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He knew no sin, became sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness of God. Then he calls us to live and act righteous. And this is why we're talking about balanced scales. You can't live righteous with corrupt scales, whether it be selling a pound of wheat or not telling someone about car brakes or not preaching and living the gospel to be a light to our neighbors. What it's all about is we're to abide in his word. He's our king. And Christ, the Messiah, is like our ark or our umbrella. He's over us, so we must be under him, or in the umbrella case, or in him as the ark. If we step out from the umbrella and choose willful sin, unbalanced scales, wickedness, corruption, there's no covering. Hebrews 10:26 tells us that. If we jump off the ark, we're no longer safe in the ark. We're now in God's wrath, in the waves and the rain and the destruction. Think about that. You don't want to leave the umbrella. You don't want to leave the ark. You don't want to walk in unrighteousness. You want to confess and do what's right before a holy God because his spirit and his word is compelling you. It's the fruit that you know him. Do you see this? It's not works-based salvation. You could never work your way to heaven. But once you're in the ark, once you're covered by the umbrella, you got to cling to the ark and the umbrella as a saving faith. Okay? Does that make sense? What does the Bible say that he is just about? Lots of things. Let me give you one example. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I love that. He's just. You can't be dishonest, unjust, unrighteous, and then claim to know this holy God by his spirit and expect to go to heaven or expect to live in his kingdom today, as you avoid the truth that the Word of God clearly shows us. Do you see my point? These unbalanced scales don't only fall when it comes to business matters and simple honesty. It comes to the greater things of life. Remember with the Pharisees, Jesus told them they were straining at gnats and swallowing camels. You notice Jesus never said they shouldn't worry about the gnats. He said these things all you should do. That's what we must do. The smallest thing we must be honest in, all the way to the biggest thing. Ponder that. Satan always lies and he's telling people, they're not going to be held accountable because of what Jesus did, that you're going to sin and he's going to cleanse you no matter what, and you're going to go to heaven no matter what. But there's no scripture verses that back that up when they're rightly divided from the Word of God. Let me give you a good example of real world justice and balanced scales. I've been selling a lot of things off the homestead as we're getting ready to hit the gospel road full time. Witnessing the gospel to every single person that shows up. Now imagine if I lied or cheated or was unjust with a person in a sale, and then I tell them about this glorious Savior and the gospel and everything he's done. Give them my website. Tell them I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'm a preacher of righteousness, as I just was acted unrighteous with him and cheated him on a deal. How's that going to look? It's going to smear God's name. It's going to be a stench to my holy name, to my holy God's name. I'm acting as a wicked, unjust, unprofitable servant. I'm not using balanced scales, am I? No, from the smallest thing all the way up. So think about those things. How can I go before a just God, a judge, and ask for mercy as I keep cheating people over and over and over? It's absolute craziness when these people tell you, you can live any way you want and you're going to be forgiven. Now, that's absolutely a lie. Go read Matthew 18, 31 through 35. What kind of justice are you going to expect from God on judgment day is what you give out. Remember the man who was forgiven a debt and then he turned around and was beating on other people and being mean because they owed him money? And that master found out about him. Oh, what happened to that guy? Go read Matthew 18, 31 through 35. That parable tells us we must forgive to be forgiven. Matthew 18, 35. Jesus said, and we are to treat others with fair and balanced scales if we want God to treat us fairly, which means applying Christ's death, burial, and resurrection and his cleansing to our account on judgment day because of how we've lived, because of our saving faith. We can't work our way to heaven, but your works back up your saving faith. Go read James 2. So very, very clear. Makes sense, does it not? God will not be mocked, the book of Galatians says. Those false modern teachers and people all over the internet to tell you you can sin on. You don't have to be totally righteous. You can't never be righteous. And you're still going to be fine with God. Well, what they're also telling you is in business, you can cheat people. You can lie. You can put your thumb on the scale. You can lie about the car brakes not working. You can lie about the house foundation ready to fall in the ground. You can be unjust, deceitful, wicked, perverse, and naughty, which means wicked and perverse. And God's still going to be pleased with you because of what Jesus did. Not one scripture backs us up or teaches us. They are most deceived in their own flesh and their own corruptness. They're lying, and most are living unjust themselves, and they know not how to teach and be a preacher of righteousness. They're going to deceive you. Some other verses explain this concept from the Old Testament. Let's talk about this. Just and balanced scales. How about Leviticus? Okay, so I had got interrupted by someone coming to buy some things that I'm selling off the homestead. So let's get back to this. When you're a street preacher and you're out doing lots of things, I'm used to being interrupted. So that was a little interruption. Let's keep going. I think we're at Leviticus. Other verses that talk about this concept. Leviticus 19, 35, 36. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in met yard, in weight, or in measure, just balances, just weights, a just ephod, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Here's God instructing the Israelites to live in righteousness, justice, and honesty. Very important to him. His people should mirror what he is. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 20, verse 9 through 11. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Think about that. Even a child is known, like a bratty child, right? A little child that steals things, or an older child that steals things or uses bad words. How much more these so-called modern pastors and so-called teachers of the word tell you, you can live in sin, it doesn't matter, God's going to forgive you. The Bible says you're known by your actions, that's your fruit. What happens to corrupt trees? Yeah, they're cut down and they're thrown in the fire. The Father does not produce corrupt trees. My Father produces righteousness and balanced weights and scales. Proverbs 6:11, a just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. A just weight. Is your life a just weight? Is my life a just weight? Are we dealing fairly with others? Are we dealing fairly with the Lord God, the Most High, and how we live for him, love him, and keep his word? How about Amos 8, 4 through 7? Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell the corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephod small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the excellence of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Faith and works. Go read James. Go read Jesus. Go read Paul. Our faith is shown by our works. If we live in willful sin and unjust and corruption and imbalanced scales, this is not the fruit that we are in the ark of Jesus Christ for salvation. The New Testament, the Old Testament, same concept all the way through it. Revelation 22, at the end of the book, it tells us, practicing and loving and keeping lies puts you outside of the kingdom of God. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies, that would be imbalanced, unjust measures and scales, right? In hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. If you sin so much that you don't feel bad about it anymore, you're the seared conscious person that God's talking about. that means you're outside of the Spirit of God, you're outside of the protection of God, you're outside of the will of God, you're in rebellion, and sin and rebellion reaps wrath, righteousness, and repentance, and asking God for mercy, and forsaking your sin, walking in His covenant, New Testament, you'll see life, not wrath. How about Hebrews 10:38? Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. You say you're a man of faith, modern pastor, but you walk in unjust measures, and you don't tell the truth, and you live in sin and unrighteousness. You're a liar, per 1 John also. If we claim to know him and walk not in the truth, we do not have the truth, and we lie. So we need to see how serious God is about these fair scales. I hope this teaching has given you that concept. If you need a little more, talking about God with honesty, let's say with just money. We talked about the gospel and doctrines and all these things. Go back to just money. In Acts 5, God kills Ananias and Sapphira, a man and a wife, husband and wife, because they lied about money. Go read it. That's how serious God is about just measures, balanced scales in His name. He demands it, He requires it, He models it, He calls us to it. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not any man to teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, talking about John 14 here, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. There's no lies in God. There's no unjust measures and tip scales, nor should it be in the people that claim His high holy name. God will always deal with all men in His perfect justice, perfect scale of righteousness, perfect balance. He's not corrupt. He's not false in any way. There's no lies in Him. Here's the important point. We are either not going to get what we deserve, sin and death and hell, because we are safely in the ark of Christ because of our faith, grace through faith, the gospel, and we're walking in Him, we're in Christ, serving Him, seeking Him, walking and living in righteousness as fruit that we know Him, or we are going to get exactly what we deserve, which is put outside of the kingdom, judgment, hell, wrath, darkness, put away outside of the perfect love, mercy, and grace of God. I hope that this teaching helps you to ponder fair scales, fair balances, righteousness, justice, and God's character and nature. We all need to ask ourselves, you modern pastors, false teachers included, are you living it all out daily the way God commanded us to, for His glory, because we claim to be born of Him? Or are we walking around in a bunch of scales with our thumbs on it? Are we walking around in unrighteousness? Are we lying to people about the truth? Are we lying to ourselves? Are we lying to God? That's an unjust scale and balance. It's an abomination unto God. If you're not walking that way today in honesty, truth, and righteousness, I encourage you to repent. He'll wash you. He'll cleanse you. I was the worst of the worst. Wicked, wicked. Used to be a thief. Yeah. But God cleansed me, forgave me, made me a son. Put a robe of righteousness on me, and I'll have that robe of righteousness in Christ as long as I strive in Him, in the ark, as fruit that I know Him, honoring this glorious Savior, not going out from under His protection to keep and do willful sin that He clearly has called me out of. Repent today. He'll wash you. He'll cleanse you. He'll balance the scales in your life. What a glorious God we serve. I love to preach His truth. Looking forward to going out this weekend, preaching at a festival. Looking forward to getting back on the van, on the gospel road in van life once again. Sister Debbie and I are here to help you walk in the truth, so are other saints we know. We can reap the reward of His glorious goodness, grace, mercy, and love if we're willing to repent and walk in Him. We can avoid the justice of His wrath that's coming upon the whole world because of their darkness, their sin, their rebellion, and their unbalanced scales. I hope that helps you. Shoot me an email. Let me know I could help you in the faith. Don'tperish.com, teaching blog, teaching library, sisters blog, audios, videos, testing, street preaching. We try to put something for everybody out there. How to encourage you in van life. How to encourage you on the homestead life. How to be frugal. How to watch out for false teachers. How to have one another daily fellowshipping. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Thanks for listening. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. We love you in the Lord. May God be praised.